Hey friends, this is Life After College, and I'm Coach Brigana. I'm here to inspire you to level up, empowering you to rise to new heights on your journey as you create the success you've always dreamed of. Let's dive in. Welcome back, friends. This is a Life After College podcast, and I'm your host, Coach Brigana. In episode 6, we spoke about knowing your resources and broke them down into 3 categories. If you remember, we talked about people, tools, and skills. Today, I want to hone in on the tool category and share some tools that have helped me in various situations throughout my college experience. During my undergrad, I actually started off at community college, and I had limited financial resources. And what I have noticed, especially in looking back, when I am limited in resources, and resources not necessarily financial, but resources in general, when I'm limited, I find that I get really creative and very resourceful. And in community college, I was paying for my own school, and that meant I had to pay for textbooks. Yes, I did get financial aid and some scholarships, but you know, there were some gaps there and didn't cover all of the cost of books. If you're currently in college, you know firsthand how expensive books can be. And if you're a high school senior listening to this, or even in high school, forewarning, books are expensive. But there is a workaround, and I found this during my time in community college. And rather than purchasing books, especially books that were for gen ed courses that weren't geared towards my major, I decided to rent my textbooks, and it was such a great way to keep cash in my wallet. I found the resource Chegg, and that's Chegg, and it's chegg.com, and that's where I would go to rent my books. I would actually go on a search. I'd type in the ISB number and do a search to see where I could get the book at the cheapest cost. Sometimes I could maybe buy a used book and it might be a little bit less money than renting it. That was one resource that I found that I wanted to share with you all, that there is an option to, of course, buy the book brand new. You can buy the book used, or you can rent it. Now, it has been quite some time since I've been in undergrad, so I went back to the Chegg website just to refresh myself and to make sure, one, it was still active, and it is. And the fantastic thing is it has additional resources. There's study materials on there that you can use. It has citations. You can check for plagiarism. Just a lot of resources that are beneficial to you as a college student, or if you're a parent of a college student or a soon-to-be college student, make sure to write down the website Chegg. Mind you, I'm not sponsoring them. It was just a website I found that was very useful to me, and they now offer even more resources outside of being able to rent a textbook. The great thing about now is we're in the digital age, and so you can rent a digital copy of the book as well. So maybe you have a Kindle and you can, or any type of tablet, so you can have the digital version, take it with you. It would be great to have that, especially if you go home for winter breaks or over the summer. You don't want to lug all your textbooks with you. You have them all consolidated into a handy dandy little iPad. And so that was really, really beneficial to me. Another resource that is available and for the most part is free is the university library. Now I'm going to take it back to community college and share with you all on my experience of having a difficult time in math. So I am not good in math and I struggled to get through all of my prereq courses so that I could take business math. And I was on my last prereq course and I was just about failing. I think I had a D in the class and my professor was like, look, you need this class to move on. I want you to succeed. So from here on out, you gotta, you know, bump it up and get like pass all of my tests. And she's like, you know, you do very well on your homework. Why is it with the tests that I'm not doing as hot? So I decided to reach out to the library and go and sign up for tutoring, and it was free tutoring. I would literally go there before class, after class, and there were times where I would go after work or before work. I worked retail, so those hours were either a morning shift or an evening shift. So depending on what was what, I would be in that tutoring center. So every university has a library, and most likely in that library is a tutoring center where they offer you a free resource such as tutoring. Now there are more, there's more than just tutoring within the library, and I encourage you to discover what all those resources are. Every university most likely has a website, and there are resources both online and on campus. And so I encourage you to go online, see what those resources are, and really dig in and find what works for you. The great thing in my master's program, I went to George Washington University, and they had a creative center where I can go in and get help with like presentations and technology resources. My master's degree was in essentially instructional design. So I went there and asked questions about like Adobe or just different things related to that topic of creative technology. And I'm not saying every university has that resource. What I am saying is that look for what is available and how it can support you. I'm going to just use the George Washington Library for reference. And other resources that are available are, as I mentioned, they have tutoring. There's, of course, a research center, a writing center, which I advise that whether you're in undergrad or grad school, go to the writing center, have somebody do a peer review of what you have written and provide you some feedback. It's not to knock you down, it's really to make you better. And so you can turn in really quality work. I didn't do that as often as I would have liked. And looking back, I know some of the reasons I didn't go to the writing center was I was shy and self-conscious about my writing. And now looking back, it's like, well, if that's how I felt, going to the writing center would have, or it could have, we'll put it out there as could have, helped me to improve. I'm going to go with it most likely would have helped me to improve. So I encourage you to take advantage of the writing center. In addition to the writing center and tutoring, there's also advising. So if you're struggling a little bit in your classes, there are academic advisors on campus. And I know for GW, you can find them through the library services. I'm sure there's other areas throughout a university's website where you can connect and find an academic advisor. Also, George Washington offers student success coaching, and which is different than the academic advising Again, don't know if every university offers that, but it's definitely something to explore. George Washington University also offers workshops. So another added benefit, these are free workshops that are available to students. And of course, in the library, there's computers, printers, and those types of resources that are available to you. You know, I like to always say, get curious. And so this is a time to do it. Get curious about what those resources are, whether it's on the campus or online. I mentioned the Chegg website. I am sure there are other websites out there like that. And just know you are not alone. If you're going to a university, there are so many resources available to you to help support you and get you through your college experience. And it's not just academically, right? There's things that are available to support you financially, as well as mentally and physically. I know most universities also have a gym. That'll be a topic for another time. So get curious, get familiar with the resources that are available to you. There are resources all around us, and it's up to us to make the choice of feeling stuck in our situation or to be in action and find what can work to get us moving forward. So today I covered two low-cost/free tools that you can use to assist you during times where you might feel stuck academically or even financially. A resource like Chegg can put some extra cash in your wallet by being able to rent textbooks rather than buy them. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm sure there are other resources out there like this on the internet, and I encourage you to set out and find whichever one will work best for you. I also highlighted a mega tool that every university offers, the library. There are numerous resources available to you, again, whether on campus or online, and it's a matter of finding them and tapping into them, using them, and get going on it. I understand that college can be a difficult time for us financially. There may be some limited financial resources. And so next week, you definitely don't want to miss out on the episode. I'm going to have a special guest, an old college buddy, who will come on and share financial budgeting and goal setting tools for your college years and beyond. So don't miss it. This episode will get you set up to be financially confident and is one you will definitely want to mark on your calendars. And if you're enjoying the podcast, be sure to write a review on Apple Podcasts, share it, and tag me on social at Next Level Bree so I can thank you for sharing. All right, everyone, it's midweek. Make sure to end strong. Make good choices, and I will talk to you next time. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Life After College. Be sure to stay up to date on all the latest episodes by subscribing. Want to connect? Reach out on Instagram and TikTok at Next Level Bree. And if you're ready to level up and want support on your journey to success, visit the contact page at coachbrianna.com. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. And remember, you're in the driver's seat on your road to success.